Native leaders have opposed Bill 5, which would, among other things, fast-track mining approvals for critical minerals. Last week, Premier Doug Ford appeared frustrated by their opposition.
You can't just keep coming hat in hand all the time to the government. You've got to be able to take care of yourselves.
Ford had also said his government was making an offer to First Nations on, quote, a silver platter, and that he had treated them like gold. But his language didn't sit well with most Indigenous leaders. Saul Mamakwa is the only First Nations member of the Ontario legislature.
Those comments that were very deeply troubling, but also racist. As First Nations, we are not beggars.
During a two-hour meeting with the Indigenous leaders, Ford apologized.
And I just want to say I sincerely apologize for my words, not only if it hurt all the chiefs in that room, but all First Nations. And I get passionate because I want prosperity for their communities.
Speaking for the Native leaders, Anishinaabeg Nation Grand Council Chief Linda DeBasigi.
Our chiefs felt today that the apology was sincere. We are looking at today as a new day going forward.
DeBasigi says the meeting was not about Bill 5, but about the Ontario government upholding its treaty responsibility. She did say Native leaders are still opposed to Bill 5. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.